Get out of people's heads, Jade.
What happened?
I was in, had a car fall on me 3 years ago. February 3 years ago. And it started in my stomach. That's from my head. Or in my head.
What do you mean it started?
Well, I had ulcers and then created this disease. I just called it peptic disease in stomach. Dumping. And, there's another name. What do you call it? Dumping syndrome. If you ever heard of that. And that's, I just got out of the hospital about 2.5 weeks ago. And that's, they just ruled it off there, but I wouldn't let them operate no more.
They wanted to operate?
Again, yeah.
On your brain or what?
Mm-mm. Stomach. Now, they're just taking samples up here.
Uh-huh.
And, trying to figure out exactly what's wrong.
How does it affect you?
Migraine headaches, mostly. I can go maybe 6 months. I take very strong medication. And it's dangerous, what I do take.
Mm-hmm.
But if I get without it, I can't get along with anybody. Nobody can get along with me.
It really affects your mood?
Oh, yeah. It affects your brain. The medication, which is Fioranol. And it's not really recommended to take mm-hmm. too long at a time. But I've been taking it, Fioranol, I'd say, 10 years. And that's about your limit. But it gets to you. About every 6 months I go in and let them, they pump me out and all.
Mm-hmm. You've been taking and start 10
years? Oh, yeah. I've had those headaches, it sort of runs in the family, like, on my mother's side. But it doesn't bother me as long as I take my medication.
Mm-hmm.
So the last 3 years just been rough. But like I said, I have my good days and my bad days.
Mm-hmm.
And I have also, just like I was telling you, I got my little garden in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy it. I'll peddle over my garden during the summer months and then maybe something like this during the cold weather, you know, or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I got all kinds of hobbies. I build and make. I don't buy too much of anything unless it's material.
Mm-hmm.
And all that old antique furniture, I refinish that. And believe it or not, there's two pieces in there. There's two radios in there. One of them was bought when I was born. One of them was bought 2 years before I was born.
Uh-huh.
And they've been in the family since, and my father gave them to me. And they was busted up and cracks, and I just redone them.
You're talking about kinds of fences that people would have? What would they have around their yard? What kinds of fences?
Type of fence?
Mm-hmm.
Where I was from? Just mostly fence, what we call just fence.
What about a fence you could have around your yard? Little boards and they came up to a point maybe?
Picket fence.
Uh-huh.
We didn't have too many picket fence where I'm from. Mostly it was just, we put up fence and what you call stretched it.
What do you mean stretched it?
Well, you had to have a fence stretcher.
Mm-hmm.
And I still have one of those too. They're very rare right now. Mostly in Mississippi, you can find them here and there in Mississippi. They use quite a bit of them.
Uh-huh. You stretch it from one
post to the other.
Uh-huh.
Now you use a creosote post. Back then we didn't. Just use a regular old, you just cut your own tree, made your own post, and believe it or not, my uncle's today, it's still stronger, I guess, than a creosote post that I may have bought 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's just from age.
Mm-hmm.